Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody, what do you have for us today?
All right, isn't it kind of funny, I don't know if funny is the right word, how these things work out here, Deshaun Watson making his return in his first game back, just magically happens to be against the team he played
for. Drama. It's a potential
nicely.
Train wreck. They went here, so apparently they sold like every ticket in Houston, who has not been selling every ticket with that terrible product. So, yeah, they're all jacked up, and man, the league's no different than everybody at TMZ.
Of course.
They're like a train wreck, right, man. They want to see it. So does Deshaun show up first game and throw for 300?
Well, I will tell you who is going to show up. A half a dozen of his accusers are part of the ticket holders there. So,
wow.
Man, I don't get this stuff, man. This whole deal is so bizarre.
The coverage on this game is going to be ridiculous.
But yeah, are they going to have close ups? Story yesterday that 11 or 12 of the accusers are going to be at the game.
Does CBS get close ups
of them?
And by the way, some of the people that are here today, if you look over here, five of them.
No, I think the network has to kind of avoid any coverage of it, don't they?
I don't know.
I mean, it's going to be brought up in the beginning.
Yeah, but like, do you really need
first
to focus on it? Like, everyone knows Deshaun Watson is an all time creepo. Everyone knows that.
So I think the league, if I'm just going by New York, they'd like to kind of move on. Like, yeah, everybody knows the story. That's why you're getting this game. But let's move on and kind of talk about he's paid his dues.
Yeah,
it's
he's paid
a fresh
his dues.
Start.
Right. We brought him back for the game against his former team. Just, you know, happy coincidence.
Going to win by three touchdowns.
Right, he's going to go 300 yards, three touchdowns. You know, have a great game.
All right, let's go from bad to good here. Did you see the Brian Robinson from the Commanders? Did you see the hat that he was wearing post-game by any chance?
No.
Oh,
all right, I got to show you this thing, Joe, because I thought of you.
Right away.
it's called Noggin Boss.
So he's got a huge head?
I don't know if he has a huge head, but the hats are they're like play hats. They're comically big hats, and they look like baseball caps. But they're humongous hats, and apparently there was a 2,000% increase in orders after Brian Robinson wore the hat. Now, they start at $75, so it's an expensive prop here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man, they're called Noggin Boss, and you know who owns a little portion of the company? Damon John. They were on Shark Tank.
Wow.
Look at that.
Damon John bought... They were looking for $50,000 for 25% of the company, settled on 30%. Fair offer.
So behind these, is it because of the amount of people out there that have huge noggins?
No,
or?
this is more of a
comical hat,
right.
But like you also have a comically big head, so
correct.
Perhaps you know that you guys are a match for one another.
Came out in the post game wearing it, said if you need big hats, contact me. 2,000% increase day one.
Yeah.
But, of course, the comments right after that was, could fit Joe perfectly.
Maybe you could be a spokesperson for this company. Right. I don't know.
I don't know, but I'd like to get a hat that fits.
Well, I mean, this would definitely fit, but it
would
be
big. All this walking with a hat that doesn't fit really sucks. I mean,
Hanukkah's around the corner. Maybe we'll take
right
care
on
of you.
Top
right.
of your head. And yeah,
Joe's a sponsorship for it. Perfect.
All right, so we go from Joe's hat story here. I thought of you, Joe, when I saw this yesterday. Stephen A. Smith was 25 minutes late for first take.
I saw this morning.
Yeah, and there's like video of him running in there. And I just thought of you because you're like Mr. On Time. So apparently he bought a place 15 minutes away from, you know, they do the show out there in New York. And he was sitting in in traffic, which is, you know, very surprising for 8 o'clock in New York City.
Right, I mean,
you
right.
wouldn't expect that. But
don't count on it.
No, he goes, I'm not leaving at 7:45 for a, you know, for a 10, 15-minute commute here. He said he's got a place 15 minutes from there. He left at 8:45 and didn't make it. Did not make it. Missed the first 25 minutes.
Better buy a helicopter if he's going to leave that
late. They got
for that
video,
show.
And it was so funny. And somebody carrying his stuff, he was just getting ripped.
Well, of course, somebody's carrying
having
stuff.
Having the security guy actually carry all his stuff for him.
Wow.
That's pretty good.
Needs to become helicopter man.
Mm.
All right. We had our first big buyer here at the Art Basel in Miami. Did you see who bought the $3.1 million worth of supposed it's art?
Well, the first Kardashian, one of the Kardashians?
No. Floyd Mayweather. Guess. Floyd Mayweather is down here spending a little money here. He's racking up a nice little bill, but so between 10 and 12 pieces, totaling around $3.1 million.
It's a lot of art.
A lot of people with money show up for this.
So I don't know where this event was. There was an event. It's called, I think it was called the Scope Art Show. And it says Leo DiCaprio was there.
Ooh.
Mari Stoudemire, Rocky, and, of course, Mayweather.
Star-studded cast
right there. I don't know
where
my invite was because there's two of those people.
It was in your spam.
Martha Stewart was there, too. We could talk stock trading with her. But
or years in the clank.
DiCaprio and Stallone, two guys I wouldn't mind meeting.
Probably a lot of people there, Woody, you could piss off by the time you got done trying to bug them.
Why would they be pissed?
Them.
I would go up just to DiCaprio pictures. And I would say, hey, you know, I'm a huge fan of your work. Would you please take a picture and sign for me?
And sign, not just
so
a picture,
Woody,
right?
Like, in a very nice
Actually,
way.
No, I'd probably like, hey, do you want to have a drink first and become friends? And then, you know, then after.
Right, he's got time for that.
I'd ask him for the
picture. Yeah, he's got time.
I don't think your approach is real natural. I mean,
no.
He's like a robot looking for an autograph and a picture.
Kinda.
I'm a big fan.
Well, that's great, but
one of my favorite actors, top two, three in the game.
Mm.
Stallone,
Stallone
hasn't
now.
Done anything good in 50 years, but the Rocky movies hold up.
Why you gotta take a shot while you're saying
shot?
About a guy?
He's down here.
I don't know if his new
you're
show is any good. You watch his new show?
I saw the previews for it.
Why aren't you watching it?
I watch Rambo a whole bunch of times.
Yeah, Rambo's
still watch
like
Rambo
the, like
new?
The latest ones or
watch
the early
all the
ones?
Rambo,
right,
all of them.
All right, and our final. So are you going to be going to any of those events, by the way?
No.
Thank
Art
God.
Basel?
I can't get another call. He called me while I was in Connecticut, and he goes, what's the place in Wynwood that I like to eat at? So I had to ask the other guys that were with me. I was with all the guys from you. I had to
ask
them.
Why is it when I ask you something off the air, I was going to take my wife to Wynwood to
eat? Yeah, no, it's nice, but, like, you ask me, and I'm trying to explain to you, like, I don't go out anymore.
Dude, outside of a couple fast food places Wynwood. Outside Brickell, you think he really knows where to eat?
Yeah.
I thought he knew.
We made it out to dinner the other night for my son's birthday. It's the first time I've been out to dinner in a very long time. Hit the Korean barbecue.
Of course they did.
Hit it hard.
Yeah. Good.
You ever do that, by the way? We talked about that yesterday with Zach. Do you ever do that?
No.
Korean barbecue?
You never tried it?
No.
Me
oh,
either.
It's good,
I
man.
Haven't been there.
It's yet. Really good.
No.
Cook your own food.
Kind of set, at this point, kind of set my own way with the same restaurants.
It's meat. A lot of meat. I know you're
like
meat and potatoes.
Yes,
they don't have potatoes, but
yes,
they do have
I
meat.
Am.
All right.
You like going to a place where you got to basically cook your own stuff?
Yeah, but the grill's right in front of you. They give you tongs, and it cooks real quick.
Good, Woody.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Finally. I'm
glad you like it.
I do. It's my favorite.
He loves
All right.
It.
We had another situation on a cruise ship here. This is a wild one. So another guy fell off the cruise ship, right? 28-year-old guy. He spent 15 hours in the water.
Oh my God.
Before they eventually found him. Now, this sucks, by the way. Like, if you ever have someone like that you think is missing on the cruise ship, you should probably alert people.
Yeah.
The guy didn't make it back to his cabin that night. And they didn't think until the next day. Let's say something here. So 15 hours later, apparently like a, what do you call it? Like a tanker boat. Right?
Like an oil tanker?
Yeah, like one of those type of things. Found the guy just kind of thrashing around in the water there.
It's lucky he found him.
Tanker spotted the guy. He was flailing in the water. So the Coast Guard said the man was suffering from hypothermia and dehydration.
I'm
you can't,
sure.
That sucks, by the way. You can't drink the ocean water. So it's like an ironic way
to
die.
So before we get ahead of this, how does somebody fall off a cruise ship?
That's a great question.
So, that just stopped
that's
there.
That's a great question.
Like whatever happens, What dumbass falls off a cruise ship? Right.
Well, I was going to explain it to you. They have, I believe, all you can drink packages.
There you go.
And, you know, maybe you start talking like, hey, I can make this jump.
God.
Or you start reliving the Leo, you know, the Titanic, and you know.
Let's see if they
stop
for me.
You go on the front of the boat, you're like, I'm flying, and you jump off.
Oh, my God.
Or you fall off.
Probably one of the dumbest things
ever.
You ever
do that on a cruise ship? Go to the front and do the. The Jack from Titanic?
No, I don't.
With your wife?
No. I've had guys, though, that wives were looking for guys. I've seen that.
Oh, man.
The guys didn't come back to their rooms when they're supposed to.
Maybe they fell off.
But this is a thing that happens. Like, somewhere. I don't know. Maybe they should put, like, sensors on the outer parts of the ship. So, like, if someone falls, that like it triggers the sensor and they know.
You probably think that. I mean, how many people really fall off those boats, though?
Are we going this far in this?
I don't know, Zach. I feel like.
You got to work. You got to really work to fall off the damn cruise ship.
I agree. How is that even possible?
I don't know, man.
Oh, you don't know? Oh, I made one bad step. Oh.
It's a far drop.
Done.
By the way, wherever you are in that boat, fall in that water. Water's probably freezing.
Never going to find out. Yeah. Anyway, move on, Woody.
You
enough of dumbasses.
Let me get you a couple texts here. Kendall Toyota text line. Someone says, Tulsa King. The show's called Tulsa King.
That's it. Right.
Someone says, Tulsa Rocky, King is okay. Yeah. Other guy says, hey, Joe, time to give Hollywood the boot. Fair enough. Stallone's new show is absolutely amazing. He's a monster fresh out of the joint. It's great so far.
Oh, there you go.
They're promoting the heck out of it.
There's some mafia ties
it almost,
in there.
No, I got it. It almost got me the other night because I do like him.
561 with a good idea here. What do you got to see if the Cat Salads can have a team up? Fat cats and fat hats.
Wow.
Not bad.
Not bad. Not. Somebody put a little thought into that.
Saudi players getting a Rolls Royce for beating Argentina. Iran players facing torture for losing the USA.
God. How about
that?
Did
I see that yesterday, by the way, that they were threatening families and stuff?
Do people see people celebrating over there when they lost?
Mm. Not good. Not good. Not good.
To tread water for 15 hours, you got to be in really good shape.
Well, I know another guy who's able to do it, Rob Conrad.
Yeah, he did it longer than that.
We still got I like Rob a lot, but something's not right with that story. And, Rob, I do, and Rob's disappeared.
Yeah, he has. You're right.
We haven't seen – where is Rob Conrad now?
Finance managing somewhere. Right.
We've had three or four guys that have disappeared. Where are they now?
Yeah, but none have a story like that.
But somehow
– that story is –
fell out of the boat. The boat goes to Cuba.
Right.
They had to go over there and ask the Castro family for the boat to get it back. And he swims like 9 miles in.
Just lands. He's at land somewhere.
Lands on somebody. Yeah, says, hey, can I get a ride?
Back? Right. Like, that's a hell of a story.
Then we tried to get him on. He didn't want anything to do with this. And it was just, Rob, this is, he's a good dude, man. He's a really, really nice
that
guy.
That story, though, is.
I hope whatever it was, I just.
Let me ask you both a question, all right? So you're on a cruise ship and you fall off, right? Water's
you're on this story. Like,
well, the
you're
water's
just
obviously cold.
Freezing.
Zach has probably been pounding the buffet for a few days straight. Like, at what point do you guys. Sorry, Zach. At what point do you guys.
At what
point do you just call it a day? Like, how many hours into the struggle do you just say, all right, just.
I think most people.
I'm going to go like Jack and just go under the water and just be dead.
Fight it as long as possible. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, Woody, how do you come up with something like that? I'm just curious.
I'm just
Woody.
Wondering how many hours.
How do you come on? That, like, hey, what a great topic. If you jump off a cruise ship, how long before you say, F it, I'm done. I'm out of here.
I don't know how my head works, but that's just the question that I came up with. But like, how many hours do you think you would thrash around
did
in the
water?
Did
you do this yesterday or did you guys hit the food? What did you guys do yesterday?
Why don't
you come
you
up with this
yesterday?
The Korean barbecue yesterday.
Yeah, maybe if you come to work, you'll find out.
Good point.
Our boss likes food shows, though, so we did a lot of food talk.
Yeah. Did you really hit food hard yesterday?
No.
This guy hit the Korean barbecue for a
I just mentioned
hours.
It. Yeah. Is that okay with you?
Do whatever you
it's
want.
Funny.
Come to work if you got an issue.
Come to work if you got an issue.
Yeah.
Are you done? I have a day off from you, and I find him annoying right when I get back.
Well, what did you think was going to happen? All of a sudden, he's going to be great again?
Come on. All right.
Hold on. I got to go to the buffet.
We got
time,
the
right?
8 o'clock. Listen,
sorry
I hit
about that, Zach.
Everybody hits the midnight buffet. Yeah. Can't go on there not.
Right.
What people, pretty good. You go on a cruise, and you're trying to lose weight.
Well,
that
not,
food's not necessarily when you're eating that late night pizza.
Somebody met Stallone last night. A deli in Palm Beach County.
What'd they say?
Was super nice. Friend that worked there took pictures.
It's far away from
That's so cool, man.
Miami.
I'd love to meet that guy. It's Rocky.
Be one way.
Yeah, I realize you wouldn't be happy to meet me. I don't care, but
what would your approach be?
That's a good
you're
start.
One of my favorites.
Hey, Rocky, I want to meet you, and I don't care if you don't like me.
Yeah. I'd be like, hey, Rock, would you mind taking a picture?
Hey, Rock. Yeah. There you go.
Like Paulie. Hey,
real
Rock.
Real radio tough guy here. All right, listen, we got 8 o'clock hour coming up. Wow. It wears me out, man. We haven't got to 8 o'clock. It just wore me out. I just ran 20 miles.
Should have been here yesterday for the Korean barbecue talk.
Oh, my gosh. Air around the clock, air conditioning and plumbing. Let's get something good. Trained and certified technicians. 100-plus trucks on the road every day, 7 days a week. Well, guess what? It's around-the-clock plumbing that I want to tell you about. Licensed, experienced plumbers, some of the best plumbers in South Florida, now working at around-the-clock air conditioning and plumbing, 7 days a week for all your daily plumbing problems. And I want to let you know this. They are the water heater kings of South Florida. If you have a water heater that blows out and you're not sure where to go and you obviously want to get it right away, everybody wants hot water. They got a box truck filled with all-size Rheem water heaters in stock, ready to go for same-day installation with all those great installers and plumbers, man, ready to help you. That's their goal every day. Great service. Financing plans to help you out. 855-PLUMBER. It's 855-PLUMBER. Family-owned and operated, man. Eric, Mike, Chippy, and all the rest of them. Check out ATC's Google reviews. They have over 1,200 Google reviews and a 4.4 out of 5 ratings. So check them out at Air Around the Clock, Air Conditioning and Plumbing.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.